Obama explains in Dreams for My Father that he knew Kelman was Jewish and was an experienced organizer since the 1960s. But he omits a critical detail. Kelman's organization was a product of Saul Alinsky's organization. Obama left this out for a good reason. Alinsky defined community organization tactics for several generations of American leftists, going back to his early efforts to organize Chicago's back-of-the-yards meatpacking neighborhood in the 1930s. Alinsky died in 1972, more than a decade before Obama moved to Chicago to learn his methods. Still, Alinsky's impact on Obama is clear. We need look no further than Alinsky to find out where Obama got his mantra for change. For some three decades before Obama was born, Alinsky had been defining the political meaning of change for those radicals he was calling forth in his classic book, Reveille for Radicals. Change, for Alinsky, invoked radical socialism and meant the redistribution of wealth. Obama means the same, but by hiding the reference, he avoids having to be explicit about the radical goal behind the theme. Alinsky advocated creating change through a set of carefully calculated power politics tactics where the end always justified the means. He taught practitioners of his methods the importance of raising the consciousness of the economically disadvantaged, who were typically also minorities. The goal was to stir the pain of economic suffering in order to create awareness in an economic underclass of its members' disadvantages. From there, the community organizer's job was to mobilize the discontent into political power. Alinsky's goal was to set in motion a peaceful revolution using the ballot box, not bombs or bullets, to wrench power from the hands of capitalist elites and business leaders currently in charge. Make no mistake about it, change was Alinsky's code word for creating a socialist revolution. Even if the methodology meant radicals would cut their hair, put on business suits, and run for political office, Alinsky taught organizers to hide their true intentions in the words they spoke. Denying the truth or just plain lying were both acceptable tactics, as long as the cause was advanced. He taught organizers to ridicule opponents when the arguments of their opponent could not be refuted by logic, evidence, or argument. In the streets, Alinsky had learned the old communist adage that derision would cause community audiences to laugh at their opponents rather than listen to what their opponents were saying. He berated the street radicals of the civil rights movement, charging that the theatrics of their street protests and the physical danger inherent in calls to use violence undermined the cause. He famously said that Yippie activists Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman couldn't organize a luncheon, much less a revolution.